Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We had just started a conversation with Olivia Rafovich when he said, can't talk, grabbed his kids, went to the bomb shelter. Anthony said as well that he'll call us the minute he gets there. In the meantime, Lawrence Seif, who was on the ground from Magen David Adom, had called and was calling to take us through what was happening. Unfortunately, we were already on a call. We had got hold of Anthony Reich then. But let's chat to Lawrence now. Lawrence Seif from Magen David Adom. Lawrence, good morning. First of all, are you safe?
I'm safe, Arlene. I've gotten to work. I've managed to get to work.
So where were you?
I was driving to work on the highway, and the amazing technology, because the home front knows that people aren't looking or are not supposed to be looking at their phones, my phone suddenly started talking, and I didn't know what, I was very surprised. And so I picked it up to listen closely to what was going on. And I heard a message from the home front saying, take cover, in the next few minutes is going to be an attack, and then you have to decide what to do.
So what is protocol then? You're driving along a highway and your phone starts talking to you, which is also weird. I mean, the technology is incredible. I was thinking about it the other day, because when you and I spoke about I think it was on Friday morning, when we spoke about this massive alert in the middle of the night, that people suddenly heard things from their phones they'd never heard of before. I was thinking, can you imagine the South African government trying to warn people through their cell phones? It would be a laughing stock. Anyway, but that's an aside. So your phone starts to do strange things, and what is the protocol? You're driving along the highway. What are you meant to do?
You're meant to take cover wherever possible. So people drive extremely fast. I think that the driving became more dangerous than the missiles. And people stopping on the side of the road and then thinking maybe they'll be able to get to a bridge. I was thinking of where's the nearest bridge. And as time goes on, you get more and more stressed trying to estimate how long it's going to take you to get to a bridge. At some stage, I decided, okay, the protocol is get out of your car, get as far away as your car as possible, and take cover. And so that's what I did. And then I saw the missiles and the interceptions going on over the Gush Dan, the middle of the country. And there were two missiles that did land somewhere. Obviously, that is...
Yes. And we do have to be very, very careful about the revealing any details about location. We know that is a dangerous thing to do. So we are very, very cautious about that. I appreciate you not saying where they landed. But when they're flying overhead and you're seeing these interceptions and you're seeing... I mean, what are you doing? What does taking cover mean? When you're not in a bomb shelter?
Taking cover means lying on the ground. I was between two highway lanes. So I could only lie in the ditch between the direction that I was traveling and the direction coming the other way. And you just pray that you're going to get through this. The explosions are extremely loud when you're outside. When you're in a protected area, because the walls are very thick and the doors are heavy metal, you do hear it, and it can be very loud. But being outside is, I'd say, like 5-10 times worse than that, even if it's far away.
Yeah.
And you see people panicking, stopping their cars in the middle of the lane and just running for cover. It's crazy.
It really, really is crazy. How's it been at Magen David Adom? I know that you have been involved with blood drives, making sure that there is enough stock. Have people been assisting with that?
Well, as I said before, I'm Mr. Chai, and when we're in trouble or we need each other, then everyone comes together and people do come out to donate blood. There have been sirens during blood donations, so we Blood donations are held only in protected areas that everyone can be get into a protected area very, very quickly. Those that are waiting outside and so on. So thank God nothing happened apart from hearing explosions when we're in the protected area and people donating blood.
And in terms of shifts that you are on, are you managing? I'm assuming that you on duty and the other the full time people, the volunteers, everybody at Magendavida Dom are taking additional shifts. That's got to put a strain on everybody.
Yeah, we are stretched beyond our limits. I had one day of 39 and a half hours, and now my days are like 21 hours. And if you do manage to get some sleep, you're waking up by sirens during that sleep time. But I think there's a special type of energy, camaraderie, and everyone is doing their utmost best and beyond to give a hand and, you know, make a lot of effort, because there's a mission on hand and we've got to get through this. We will prevail.
There is no question about that, and especially because of people like yourself, the Magendavida Dom staff, volunteers, and everybody around. Lawrence, thank you as always. Stay safe. Lawrence is...
I'd just like to add that there are no reports of injuries. One of the missiles did hit a bus, but thank God it was empty. And so that's the news at the moment. That could change. So
yeah, well, we'll take you for your word as you know it. Lawrence Seif, emergency responder at Magen David Adom. It is 8:17.